TMA Morning Show with Charlie James.
Good morning. It's 7:10, 10 minutes past 7 o'clock on the Big Talker 1250 WTMA, WTMA.com. Coming up this hour, are going to be giving away tickets to go join us to Sweet Nights with the River Dogs out of the Joe as we all head out there and enjoy the game in one of those luxury suites out there. So that's coming up this hour. San Antonio, Texas, this truck driver who was accused of smuggling at least 100 illegal immigrants inside a sweltering tractor trailer, 10 of which whom died, said he was unaware that he was hauling human cargo until he stopped in Texas. Now, this is according to some court papers yesterday. James Bradley Jr., who is 60 years old, told investigators he was caught by surprise when he opened the trailer doors outside a Walmart store in San Antonio, only to be knocked down by a group of, quote, Spanish people pouring out of the rig. This according to the criminal complaint filed in the case. But Bradley, who could face the death penalty if convicted, this is at odds with what authorities are saying. They have accounts of a small fleet of SUVs waiting in the Walmart parking lot to carry away some of the immigrants who ran out of the truck. So this was a huge orchestrated human trafficking ring. This was a human trafficking ring there. So the SUV pull, not the SUV, but the tractor trailer pulls up there in the parking lot at that Walmart in San Antonio. And waiting for them is this fleet of SUVs ready to haul these people wherever they have paid to go to. We really need to study. You know, there's always talk about, you know, human trafficking rings. Well, you are just seeing a huge example of one right now. He was arrested on Sunday after police say they found the bodies of 8 people in this truck. 30 to 40 others were in and around the vehicle. They were suffering from dehydration and heat stroke. All of them were illegal immigrants. The majority of them were Mexican nationals, ranging from 15 in their 20s and 30s. So 15 years old all the way up to people in their 30s were in this truck. Now, the daytime temperatures before the truck arrived had topped off at 100 degrees in San Antonio. They say some of these people have suffered permanent brain damage because of the heat. Now, you want to know the hell of this thing? You want to know the actual hell of it? This was a refrigerated truck. And I'm not making this up. This is not, I mean, from all accounts that we're seeing, some of the pictures of this truck, this trailer, it was refrigerated. Now, this is the lowest form of human life that are trafficking and taking advantage of these people and putting their lives at risk. This is why we have to stop this ridiculous sanctuary city policy that many communities have. This is why we've got to crack down on immigration, because this is allowing these cartels to prey on people who are trying to get to this country. That's why, and the Democrats are going to take every advantage to try to say, well, see what happens if you would just open the border, this wouldn't happen. No. That's completely the opposite thinking that you need to have. We need to start cracking down on illegal immigration. This guy, I don't know. I hope that this guy was completely innocent in knowing that whether or not his truck was carrying humans. I hope he was. That's the, you know, that's the part of me that tries to maintain some hope in humanity. I hope he's innocent in this. I hope he didn't know that he was carrying illegal immigrants in that tractor trailer, and they were in there sweltering in that heat. But we'll find out. It's a horrible, horrible situation.
It's Charlie James on 1250 WTMA.
I got a question for some of you truck drivers out there. Do you know what you're hauling in your rig? Are you absolutely positive of what you are hauling in your rig? 556-1250 is the number. That's 843-556-1250. So this guy, Bradley, there, he's from Clearwater, Florida, this trucker who was hauling up to 100 illegal immigrants in the back of that truck, 10 of which whom died, several others suffering permanent brain damage because of heat stroke and dehydration. He said he didn't know until he pulled over at that truck stop and opened the rig up, and all of a sudden all these people will start running out. Is that possible? Is that possible? Now, he had picked these people up in the United States, so they were already here illegally. They had crossed the border on however, whatever mode that they used to get over the border. And then, from what I read, they were loaded into this truck. Bradley picked them up and drove them off. So do you truck drivers know? So you guys that drive a rig every day, does this ring true to you that there could be the possibility that you're hauling a truck full of people and you don't even know it? I would love to know. I really would. I know very little about the trucking industry, and I know we have several truck drivers who call the program from time to time, and I would love to hear from you guys about whether or not you think that is a possibility. 843-556-1250. That's 843-556-1250. Again, coming up within the next, I'm going to say the next half hour, we're going to be giving away passes to join us for Sweet Night with the River Dogs coming up August the 5th. It's going to be a fantastic night, so keep listening out for that. Also today, they're going to be voting on whether or not to bring up this health care bill in Washington, D.C. Now, John McCain is going to be returning to the Senate today, and this is the first time he's been there since his diagnosis from glioblastoma last week. Of course, that coming in as a big surprise for everybody. So we don't really know what's going to go on with this health care bill. We know that there's going to be a vote on it today, and the vote is going to be basically just to open up debate on the health care bill, and then we'll see where it goes from there, because they're trying to repeal this thing and get government out of the business of health care. So we'll certainly keep a close eye on that this afternoon. We're not sure when that vote is going to happen, but it is going to be happening sometime today. So, we'll keep you updated on that. 556-1250 is the number to be on the program this morning. That's 556-1250. Of course, the Democrats rolling out their better deal yesterday as they're trying to rebrand their party as one of the... They're taking on a more populist slogan, a more populist philosophy, if you will. So I don't know. Are the American people going to buy it? Is it going to help them in 2018? Is it going to help them in 2020? Or is this just another ploy? Is it all just a marketing campaign that they have?
The TMA Morning Show with Charlie James.
Good morning. It's 20 minutes until 8 o'clock on the Big Talker, 1250 WTMA, WTMA.com. Let's go ahead and do it. I got two tickets to join us at WTMA Sweet Night at the Joe coming up Saturday, August the 5th, as the River Dogs take on the Greenville Drive. The game time for this is 6:05. I'm going to take caller number 12 right now at 556-1250. That's 556-1250. Caller number 12. 22 is going to win these passes to join us to WTMA Sweet Night at the Joe. If you've never been able to join us, this is it's a lot of fun. Everybody has a great time out there, and you never know who's going to show up out at the Joe to join in on the festivities. A lot of times we have the general manager will drop by. Of course, Charlie the River Dog always drops by. And a couple of times ago, we had Bill Murray in the suite next to us. So you never know who's going to show up, and it's always a lot of fun. So we're looking for caller number 12 right now. We will go to the phones and say, hey, good morning. Who's this?
Mark.
Mark, how are you, buddy?
Good. How are you?
Doing great. Mark, congratulations. You're caller number 12.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yes, sir. You just picked yourself up 2 tickets to join us to WTMA Suite Night at the Joe. That's coming up August the 5th. Have you ever seen a River Dogs game from one of the suites?
I have. It's awesome. Thank you.
It is a lot of fun. Well, I'm certainly glad that you're going to be joining us. I'm going to put you on hold, and John Quincy will be getting your information. And, of course, we'll have more of these to give away coming up tomorrow morning right here on the big show here, 1250 WTMA. Had a truck driver call in a minute ago. We were asking about whether or not it would be possible for this guy, Bradley, the truck driver who had those illegal immigrants in the back of his rig in San Antonio. 10 of them passed away due to heat exhaustion and dehydration. Several others suffering permanent brain damage. So we were asking whether or not it would be possible for a truck driver to be hauling something and be completely oblivious to the fact that his truck was full of illegal immigrants. Now, my hope is, because I have this, I don't know, sometimes I think it's silly, this hope for humanity that basically people are good. I kind of have that, and sometimes it turns around to bite me in the butt. However, in this case, I really hope this guy is innocent. I hope that this guy didn't know that he was carrying all of these illegal immigrants. I mean, this guy could technically get the death penalty for this thing. So the truck driver who called in a few minutes ago off the air, and we were talking, and I said, how would that happen? So you have to, if you're a truck driver and you're hauling something, you got to have a manifest. Well, that's easily forged. It's easily faked. So you just give the truck driver the manifest, and he goes along his merry way until he gets, and even after he gets to his destination, that's where his responsibility ends. So you pull up wherever you're going, you unhook your rig, and you go about your business. So I certainly hope this guy is innocent. A little part of me is saying that that he knew what was going on. However, now we got to go back and we got to find out exactly who was the person, if he had a manifest, who was the person that faked this manifest? Who was the company that the trailer belonged to? And, I mean, I don't know. I just don't know enough about being a truck driver to answer some of these questions. So that's why I'm depending on you guys. You know, it was, if you look at the truck, you can tell it was what some people are saying, a refrigerated truck. So they could have had some sort of a cooling system in there to keep these people from suffering the effects of the just amazing heat that was going on there in San Antonio. So let's go to Steve in Hanahan. Steve, what do you think about this?
Well, Charlie, I'm like you. You know, you want to hope this guy was on the up and up, but the circumstantial evidence against him is overwhelming. And you know, the truck driver that called in, I used to work close to logistics, and yeah, you have a freight bill or bill of lading, but typically you'll pick up a container and it has a seal on the
right. That's what he said. It's got a seal on it,
and those seals are typically serialized too, so you can trace this thing back to origin all the way back. But here's the problem. This guy claims he just picked up this truck and to go sell to some guy in Brownsville, Texas. Well, that's going to be easy enough to check out. All you got to do is say, well, who is he, and go find him.
Yeah.
He also said he just went went by, I think it was Laredo, to get the truck washed before going on. That'd be easy enough to check.
Right.
But here's the thing.
And wouldn't when he stopped in Laredo, I mean, I don't know, were people pounding on the sides of the truck? Were they calling out? I mean, the heat had to be pretty sweltering by then.
Yeah. Let's use some common sense here. And again, presumption of innocence rules.
Right.
But, and then he gets to this Walmart. Coincidentally, he happens to stop at this Walmart to go to the bathroom.
This particular Walmart.
All these SUVs are pulling up to take these people off.
Right. Yeah. Not looking good for this guy.
It's just not looking good for him. And of course, you know how investigators are. They're going to look up this guy's financial records.
Oh, yeah.
He lives in a cash world or what. I mean, and there are so many people involved, all the way back to who set this up, that somebody is going to squeal. I mean,
oh, they got
him. You know, Charlie, the only crime you ever get away with is one you just, you know, you commit independently with nobody else knowing it.
Yeah. Now, again, now we're looking at a huge smuggling ring inside this country, because he didn't pick these people up in Mexico and bring them across the border.
Oh, no, he picked them up across the border. I hope.
Yeah. I hope he wouldn't. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, people, but from what I hear, get away with crimes this big. I mean, unless you're a member of a gang and the jury's scared to find you guilty for their safety or something like that, you know.
Well, I certainly hope.
A prejudiced jury or something. But yeah, there's just too many people involved for this not to go. I'm thinking against him. It's just too many strange coincidences. And yeah, I stopped at this Walmart to go to the bathroom, and all of a sudden I hear these.
Look at all these SUVs.
And these SUVs are pulling up. people.
I don't know. I hope a lot of people go to jail for this.
Yeah,
a lot of people. I think once you get the FBI and ICE and Homeland Security all involved in this, we're going to see that this was a massive human smuggling ring that we've got here in this country. And I'll promise you, it ain't the only one.
Oh, no. It's going on probably today, right?
Absolutely.
Now, as we speak.
And the nightmare is probably going on right here in our area, too.
That's true, too.
So, all right, buddy.
Thank you.
Appreciate it, Steve.
Now, the TMA Morning Show continues with Charlie James.
You know, we are in the middle of hurricane season, and you need to be ready. You can download the WTMA Hurricane Preparedness Guide from WTMA.com. It's free, and it's full of life-saving information. Brought to you in part by Property Casualty Insurers Association of America, Jeff Cook Real Estate, East Bay Deli, and you can get your hurricane guide right now at WTMA.com. And of course, like we said, is absolutely free. Now, September the 2nd, football is back. Yay! Oh, I know we've been waiting on it. The University of South Carolina going to be taking on the North Carolina State Wolfpack. Clemson will be taking on Kent State Golden Flashes. I'm having a golden flash. I wonder if they have fans in the stand there. And the Georgia Bulldogs are going to be taking on the Appalachian State Mountaineers. And, of course, we got the Citadel and all of our local teams playing here. But let's just take a look at this. These are my predictions. You guys let me know what you think about this. Here's what I've got. For this coming season, I've got South Carolina. And don't get mad at me here. I'm just trying to be as smart as possible about this. Never one to be known all that well for my football prognostication. I've got South Carolina winning 6 games this year right now. So I've got Clemson winning 11 games this year, and the University of Georgia, my team, is going to be winning 8 games this season. So what do you guys think about that? You think South Carolina is going to win 6 games? You think they're going to win more than that? What's Muschamp done up there in Columbia? They've been kind of quiet over the past couple of months. Hadn't really been hearing a whole lot, and we're just a little over a month away right now from the football season starting. So what do you think about that? South Carolina winning 6, Clemson wins 11, Georgia wins 8. 556-1250 is the number to be on the program this morning. That's 556-1250. I didn't even know that Kent State, the Golden Flashes. I thought they were like the Golden Warriors. I don't know. I don't know what they are. Like a Golden Flash. I don't even know what a Golden Flash is, to be honest with you. I have no idea. All right, 556-1250 is the number to be on the program this morning. Also, been talking a lot about this upcoming bill that they're going to be voting on. It's basically a bill this afternoon that the Republicans are going to be voting on to open the debate about health care. So we'll have that for you as soon as we know a little bit more about that. So let me ask you a question. Can money buy happiness? You know, we've always heard that money can't buy happiness, Charlie. Well, looks like a new study has found that that is just untrue, 100%. Researchers at Harvard Business School just wrapped up a study of about 4,500 people and found that money can, in fact, buy you happiness. And it can do so even if you aren't rich. The study found that paying someone to do, quote, unenjoyable daily tasks gives you more free time and makes you significantly more satisfied with your life. And it worked even when people spent pretty reasonable amounts on help, like less than $80 a month to take care of things like cooking, shopping, and other chores. So according to Harvard Business School, yes, Virginia, you can buy happiness. And you can certainly imagine that. I mean, if you have the money to pay somebody to come in, we'll say every other week, and just clean your house. Just do the, you know, do the vacuuming, do the dusting, and do all of that sort of stuff, and clean the bathrooms and all of that, and do the mirrors. How much more would that add to your life? I know that's several hours a week that you got to spend on keeping the house up. But if you could afford to pay somebody to come in and do that, then according to this study at Harvard, you indeed will be happier. So yes. Now I know I can see John. He's probably the vacuum king of the house, right, John? You got that Hoover out there and you're working. Last night, I know here what would make me happy is if I could have somebody come in and kill the palmetto bugs that we have when it rains in the house. For some reason, like it rained last night pretty heavy at the house, and all of a sudden we get the palmetto bugs coming in. So I'm about to get in the shower, and I hear Sheila from the other bathroom go, "Bug!" So I walk out naked and have to kill the bug with my bedroom slipper. I'll just let you ruminate on that visual.
The TMA Morning Show with Charlie James.
Good morning. It's 11 minutes past 8 o'clock on the Big Talker, 1250 WTMA, WTMA.com. 556-1250 is the number to be on the program this morning. That's 556-1250. You know, we were just talking a minute ago where football season is right around the corner, and you support your team. You really do. But sometimes your coach makes a bad call. And if you're going to be brutally honest, you have to sometimes sit back and say, "Hey, coach, this is not the way to do things." Well, I think that's happening right now with the president and Jeff Sessions. Now, this is what the president tweeted. Now, Sessions has been under fire. We heard about that a couple of weeks ago when he started complaining that Jeff Sessions, when he recused himself from the Russian investigation, apparently it really made the president extremely mad about this. He said that, you know, this was this New York Times interview that he gave, this exclusive to the New York Times, where he said, "Hey, listen, if I had known he was going to recuse himself, I would have never appointed the guy." And that was really the first salvo that was fired at Jeff Sessions. So this morning, the president tweeted this. It was a couple of hours ago. "Attorney General Jeff Sessions has taken a very weak position on Hillary Clinton crimes. Where are emails and DNC server and intel leakers?" So another shot fired at Jeff Sessions by the president. So what did President Trump say just a couple of months ago about Hillary Clinton? Now, this was back on November the 22nd of last year when he was then president-elect. He said, in this meeting with the New York Times, Trump said he doesn't feel strongly about going after Clinton. The president said, "It's just not something that I feel very strongly about. I don't want to hurt the Clintons. I really don't. She went through a lot and suffered greatly in many different ways." So Trump also said that he didn't think his supporters would be disappointed that he's backing away from his talk about prosecuting Hillary Clinton. He said, "I don't think they'll be disappointed. I think I will explain it, and we in many ways will save our country." So what does the president want? And for him to go after Jeff Sessions publicly like this, I think is not the way to handle things. If you've got an issue with Jeff Sessions, I recommend the president pick up the phone and call him and say, "Hey, Jeff, what's up? instead of picking up the phone and sending out a tweet. I just don't think that's the way to handle this, because it makes it look like, and the mainstream media is going to fall in tow with this, it makes it look like there is complete and total chaos going on in the White House. Now, whether or not that's true or not, we've heard several different sides of the story. We had a guest on last week, one of the communications directors there in the White House. She said everything's going great. I mean, everybody's, you know, sleeves are rolled up and they're all working hard. But if you look at what's being reported in the media, it does look like there's some disarray. So the president needs to either get his act together with Jeff Sessions, stop calling him out on Twitter the way he's doing, or simply fire the guy. I mean, quit. I mean, would you like? I've been in this situation where you go to work where a boss is public, is complaining about you. I was working with this one jerk one time, you know, and every meeting we had, he was a, you know, Charlie, this could be our last meeting. Okay, whatever. Well, now I really want to come to work. Well, now I really want to come to work for you, don't I? So it doesn't make for a very good work environment there in the administration when the president is calling you out like this. And I don't know if he's trying to get Jeff Sessions to back down or resign or what have you. However, he needs to stop calling him out in public and have some of these conversations privately with Jeff Sessions. I just don't think it looks good. And again, you can support the team, you can support the coach, but when they do something you don't agree with, you got to call them out on that. Jeff Sessions is one of the few allies that the president has in Washington. He needs to start keeping his friends a little bit closer.
WTMA. It's Charlie James on 1250 WTMA.
Is sad news. I hate sad news. They found a body. The coroner is going to identify today whether or not this body that they pulled out of the Stono River was that of the missing 11-year-old girl. Of course, this happened on Sunday when the current swept away an 11-year-old girl as she and some other children were playing on a sandbar there. 16 hours after the girl was reported missing, authorities recovered a body that matched her description. The Charleston County Coroner's Office will identify the girl and determine the manner and cause of death. And this was just such a sad thing to see yesterday, because when you get folks out there and they are full of hope once, you know, a kid is missing, and they're trying to find this kid, and they're trying to do this rescue operation, and they are doing their best. They are working hard. I mean, it was hot. It was hot, and, you know, bad weather, and it was very trying conditions as they were trying to find this body. Hopefully, they were trying to find the girl alive. And when they find the body, it just has to be crushing for all of those involved who are looking for this young child. Really does have to be. And that's what our law enforcement has to do. That is the bad part of their job. That is the part of the job that, you know, nobody really talks about. They don't talk about telling a family member that a body has been found. And they don't talk about telling a family member that someone has passed away or been shot or what have you. You know, that just seems to go by the wayside. People don't consider the human factor that a lot of these folks in law enforcement and our emergency services have to deal with every day. But just such a sad situation. And as far as the family is concerned, no parent should ever have to bury their child. That is just, it's heart-wrenching when things like this happen. So our thoughts and our prayers go out to the family and the friends of this young girl. They were just anchored there on a sandbar right there south of the bridge, which a lot of people go to, and she went missing in the water. Apparently, several of the kids got swept off that sandbar. They were able to get three of them out, and they were throwing life vests and life preservers to this young child, but she wasn't able to grab one. It's such a heart-wrenching story to just sit there and actually watch your child being carried away by this current. I mean, it's just it really breaks your heart to know what this family is going through. So again, our thoughts and our prayers go out with them and to the folks there in law enforcement who worked so valiantly in trying to find this young girl. It's just such a sad situation. And you know, the chaplains that work with law enforcement, their jobs aren't easy. Their jobs aren't easy. They're the ones that have to break the news. And I'm sure that a portion of their job has got to go to other law enforcement officials who are just as emotionally involved in this as they could possibly be. I mean, they're trying to do this rescue operation and find this girl, and all of a sudden, you know, the bad news comes in. And now you've got to pack all your gear up and head back. And that's just got to be a sad, sad situation. And those chaplains that work with our law enforcement are just amazing people. Absolutely fantastic. So that's why we always do everything we can to try to support the our law enforcement, because their jobs are not easy. They are absolutely some of the most difficult jobs out there. You have to deal with a lot of different situations. But if you would like to be part of our law enforcement, the South Carolina Highway Patrol is going to be hosting an informational meeting coming up tomorrow. It's going to be hosted by the recruiting team, and they're looking for applicants for the 2018 patrol class. So if you're interested in joining the ranks of the South Carolina Highway Patrol, you could be with Trooper Matt and Trooper Bob, and you are encouraged to attend this meeting. Again, it's going to start at 6 o'clock. They're at 597 Old Mount Holly Road, Suite 304 in Goose Creek. If you are at all interested, or someone you know is interested in joining the South Carolina Highway Patrol, they are looking for their 2018 class to join the ranks of those amazing people who protect this community each and every day. And our hats go off to you for all that you do. 556-1250 is the number to be on the program this morning. That's 556-1250. Coming up, we're going to be talking more about the president and Jeff Sessions. Also, this probe of the State House up in Columbia. I have a feeling this thing is going to get very ugly in the coming months. We've already had several people indicted on corruption charges. I'm not sure how wide this net was cast by David Pascoe, but now that the FBI is involved, that's never a good thing, is it? That's never a good thing when the FBI gets involved, because you know somebody is going to be going to jail. Now, we'll see what happens with that. But this thing is actually, a lot of it has to do with the Port Authority, and a lot of it has to do with the Quinns and their political consulting team. So we'll have more on that coming up right here in just a second. Also, I want to remind you that we've got that sweet deal of the week going on at WTMA.com. You can get a fantastic deal from Stella Nova. You can get a $50 gift certificate for half price. That's coming up on Thursday at 3. All you got to do is click on WTMA.com.
1250 WTMA. The TMA Morning Show with Charlie James.
Marjorie and Kevin Weir from Mount Pleasant were standing behind the president at the Blue Room yesterday as he was delivering his remarks about Obamacare. Of course, they are saying that they were there as victims of Obamacare. Now, the Weirs, along with their children Montgomery, who's known as Monty, and Evangeline, he's 3 years old, Evangeline is 17 months, they were invited with three other families to stand behind the president yesterday, like I said, at the Blue Room of the White House. It's the second time in a month that the Weirs have been in Washington to speak out against Obamacare, which they say has negatively affected their the care available to Monty, who was diagnosed in utero with spina bifida. According to Marjorie Weir, who is taking the role of the family spokesperson, Monty struggles to receive continuity of care as he gets treatment through two different insurance companies and health care plans. This is from the Post and Courier this morning. Blue Cross and Blue Shield, the last Affordable Care Act insurer in the marketplace in South Carolina, restricts most of its coverage to inside the state, meaning that the Weirs have to fight from year to year to get Monty coverage for his annual visit to a spina bifida clinic in Boston. He was able to get to Boston this year, but there's no guarantee that he'll get the coverage to travel there in the future. So if you've got a medical treatment and the only place or the best place that you can go to get treatment for this is another state, well, you're going to have to fight a long battle with your insurance company to get them to cover this. And like we said, we've only got one insurer in the entire state of South Carolina that does Obamacare. That's it. The Weirs, president said, Washington Democrats promise families like the Weirs that if they like their doctor, they can keep their doctor. But now there's only one insurer left on the state exchange, and Marjorie says that every year she waits anxiously to learn if the doctors in the hospitals, which her son needs the most, will remain in their network. More Obamacare lies, and the president's absolutely 100% right about this. This Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, quote-unquote, was a bill of goods that was sold to the American people, and it has not lived up to the promise. I'm looking at Chris Cuomo this morning over on CNN. He just had a senator on there saying, well, Obamacare's working, and the parts that don't work, that's because of the Republicans. Oh, yeah, well, that's the way it goes, right? Well, all the parts that the Democrats like, that works quite well. It's the Republicans that have destroyed Obamacare. No, if Obamacare was working the way it was planned, where if you liked your doctor, you can keep your doctor, and if you like your policy, you can keep your policy, and that the premiums for the average American were going to go down $2,500 a year, I doubt a whole lot of people would be screaming against this. I know there's a certain segment of us that says that, you know, the government shouldn't be in health care, but if it was working, I think there would be a lot less opposition out there than there is right now. So we have got to get this thing taken care of. Now, I agree, the government should not be in the healthcare business. However, I think that the horse is out of the barn on this thing. And it is becoming a political third rail that you do not want to mess with any type of a national healthcare system. And that's where we're going. I mean, even Chuck Schumer said the ultimate goal on this was going to be single payer, ultimately. And I think that'll happen. Maybe not within, you know, the next decade. Hopefully not the next two. But I think eventually this country will absolutely go to the Western European model of healthcare for the citizens here. So you've got families like the Weirs who are fighting this battle that they didn't think they were going to have to fight under Obamacare. Let's go to Mike on James Island. Mike, what do you think, buddy?
Hey, Charlie.
Hello.
Hey, I was just listening to you talk about Obamacare.
Yeah.
And you had said that if it had come out as planned, I really think you should have said as presented.
As well as presented, but that was the plan of the as presented. We'll go with that. Okay, you can correct me on the syntax on that. However,
I'm not trying to correct. I just feel that they presented something and they didn't really plan on it to go that way. But
well, that's what we thought. I mean, we thought that, you know, even though we didn't like it. So what would you think, Mike, if they had Obamacare and it was as presented? And you could have kept your doctor, and you could have kept your policy, and you could have kept your coverage exactly the way it was, and your deductibles or your premiums were going to go down. How many people would really be screaming about it?
None from
right.
The areas I'm from.
Yeah, exactly right.
So,
but it's done none of that. I appreciate it, Mike. Thanks for calling in. I don't think anybody would really be all up in arms, but we have seen failure after failure in Obamacare. And the Republicans, I'm sorry to say, they had 7 years to come up with a better plan. We haven't seen that so far.
WTMA. Now, here's more of the TMA Morning Show with Charlie James.
Good morning. It's 8:51, 9 minutes until 9 o'clock on the Big Talker, 1250 WTMA, WTMA.com. Well, NASA has released some safety tips for you out there for the eclipse coming up less than a month away now. The countdown is on to the Great Eclipse 2017. They have said that you should... They say the only safe way to look directly at a partially eclipsed or uneclipsed sun are through special purpose solar filters, including eclipse glasses or handheld solar viewers. Homemade filters or ordinary sunglasses, even dark ones, are not safe for looking at the sun. And no, as one caller yesterday said, you cannot look at a solar eclipse through a Guinness beer. Don't go with the beer goggles on this thing. Just go with the standard, where was it? I think I was over in Mount Pleasant the other day, and I think Ace Hardware over there on 17, they've got eclipse glasses there. So here's what they say. They say prior to looking at the sun, according to NASA, users must stand still and cover their eyes with their eclipse glasses or solar viewers before looking up at the bright sun. Once they've done that, they should turn away from the sun and remove the filter or the glasses, expressly stating that the filter should not be removed while still looking at the sun. All of this seems like pretty standard information that you should know. However, I will promise you there are people out there that are going to really be hurt during this eclipse. Somebody is going to get hurt during this eclipse, I promise you. NASA also said that if the viewers are within the path of totality, which we are right here in South Carolina, the solar filter should only be removed when the moon completely covers the sun and it gets very dark. As soon as the sun reappears, you should put the glasses back on or start using your solar filter again. So, but here's my thing. Well, you got to, you know, that seems like a lot of calculations you got to make. So if you're looking at the sun when it's 98% eclipsed, there's still a danger that you could burn your retinas. 99%, still a danger. 100%, then NASA is saying, yeah, you can look at it with your bare eyes, but I don't advise that. I would rather err on the side of caution. But a lot of people are going to be in town for the eclipse. Nearly 7,000 rooms have been booked by Airbnb. They're expecting this to be their biggest night ever in South Carolina. 7,000 right now, and that number could go up. You know, there's plenty of time before August 20th when they're expecting all of the rooms to be sold out. Now the eclipse is on the 21st, so everybody is ready to see the eclipse. Airbnb said its business model can help accommodate the crush of visitors expected to flock to South Carolina to experience the solar eclipse. They say home sharing gives cities big and small the ability to scale up quickly for major events and creates opportunity for local residents to earn additional income by sharing extra space in their homes. So I like Airbnb. I think it's great. Let's go to Glenn in Hollywood. Glenn, you're going to watch the eclipse, buddy? Of course you are. Everybody is, right?
Of course. You know, that's the purpose of having the eclipse.
That's right. That's why we had this thing.
That's right.
That's why we spent all that money to get the eclipse.
That's right. But I got two things to say.
Yeah.
I'm gonna look directly at the sun, but only through two pairs of sunglasses.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, but good ones, you know.
No.
But you
can't do that. You've got to use the approved viewers, the approved glasses.
They're a government agency. I don't trust them.
Oh, okay. All right. Go ahead.
Second point, I hope it's not cloudy that day.
Yeah, that would really ruin it for everybody.
That would kill everything.
They said, now this is, of course, I mean, it's hard to predict, but they said there's about a 52% chance that we are going to have clouds that day.
That'd be a bummer.
That really, really would. So,
well, have a great day, Charlie.
Thank you, Glenn. I appreciate it. I do not recommend looking at the sun through two pairs of sunglasses. I don't care how, I mean, they have to be. Had one caller, I think it was on Twitter, sent me a message saying they're going to be looking at it through welding glasses. Okay, fine. But here's what I would do. I would go to the NASA website and look that up, because there are different grades of welding glasses out there. Some are appropriate for it and some are not. Personally, I'm not standing out in the sun with a big old... Now, if you got the goggles, that's one thing. That might be kind of cool. But if you've got the big... I'm not putting on the helmet. You'll bake in that thing, man. You don't want to be doing that. So anyway, my advice, I know they're a government agency, but you still need to go to NASA and check out the approved viewing for the eclipse. Now, it's going to be an even bigger weekend other than the eclipse, because it's also move-in weekend at the College of Charleston. So downtown ought to be an absolute nightmare that weekend. However, right now, it looks like it's move-out weekend downtown, and it says, and I'm already starting to see it on certain places. Now, the leases are coming up for a lot of these apartments that are being rented downtown by the college students. They're coming up on the end of this month, at the end of July. So they got to pack up and go. So you're already seeing, and I hate this. I hate this. I hate this. So let me ask you a question. If you were remodeling, I don't even know if that's a good analogy, but if you were moving, if you're moving out of your home, can you just take a sofa and stick it out on the sidewalk and expect somebody to pick it up? Can you just take a, you know, your refrigerator or what have you, and just stick it out on the sidewalk and expect the city to pick it up? Well, that's what's happening downtown. And I don't think they should allow it, because over the next couple of weeks, it is going to look horrible downtown. We're already seeing it a couple of places downtown where they're just taking everything they don't need. Oh, I don't want this, this coffee table, so it's going out. I don't want this. And I don't like that. I think you should have to dispose of your property that you're throwing away. Tracy's west of the Ashley. What do you think about the eclipse, Tracy?
Yeah. Hey, Charlie, I wanted to just say, come on out to Middleton Place. We're
going
to give away 500 of those safety glasses.
Okay.
For 500 people that come through. And we'll have an astronomy professor out.
Oh, nice.
Talking about what's going on. It's going to be a wonderful, you know, day out on that 9-acre Greensburg.
Nice.
You know, plenty of room for people to stretch out and see, you know, see the eclipse and learn about what's going on. There'll be crafts for kids.
Oh, that's great.
It'll be a great, great day.
Now, that's Middleton Place, and is there an admission?
There is an admission, but mm-hmm. But everything else, it's just regular admission fees. There aren't anything special, you know, any special charges. It's, you know, just we're planning this for everyone to come on out and just enjoy it.
All right, sounds good. We appreciate it, Tracy. Thanks for calling in and letting us know. There's going to be a lots of places to check this this eclipse out coming up less than a month away now.